morning, family. I have been so excited to come here today and to give you what the Lord has for each of you. So if you give me a minute, I need to put everything back together. And remember my instructions, because I haven't ever used this before, so here goes. I am Jackie Peace. No, I'm not. That's my name. Turning point. Many turning points in my life. I don't know about you. I've so enjoyed all the turning points that you have shared with us. I feel like I'm getting to know each of you because I haven't been here that long. I also feel like what I've been called to do here today is why he brought me here. It's a two-part. So I'm going to start with prayer, because that's the most important. So if you'll bow your head, please. Oh, Heavenly Father, I come before you in the precious name of Jesus. Lord, I ask that you would just move me out of the way. Let your spirit speak through me to your beautiful children. Break off those chains. Heal the brokenhearted. Set the captives free this day. Lord, let this be a cleansing, a new beginning. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for the word that you've had bubbling in my spirit since I was asked to come give this word. And so thank you for what you are doing in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. All right, again, my identity is not my name. My identity is not my job. My identity is who I am. And one of the most important turning points God gave me was when he showed me who I really am. Because when I dedicated myself to the Lord, it wasn't when I was little. It wasn't when I was a teenager. I was an Israelite, lost in the desert for like 39 years. So I'm a baby. I'm only 21 years young in the Lord. Okay? So he has taught me who I am, and nobody can take that from me. He, make sure I don't press the wrong button, gave a word today for what is going to happen. And the word says, someone gave this word to me Friday. My daughter, as you have consecrated yourself through prayer and seeking my face, I'm going to try not to cry. Knowing that there will be a powerful demonstration and movement of my spirit. Great breakthrough will come, and a greater dimension and understanding of who I am will be personified as my people learn more about their identity. I have prepared your word for my people in your belly to release for such a time as this. As you release my word, people will see me in a different way. There will be corporate light bulb moments. My spirit will provide my people a greater assurance that I am God and they are my children. So today he wants you to know who you are. He's going to give you a kiss. When God, you've read his scriptures, and then one time you read this scripture you read 1,000 times, and it's like, that's what that said? That's what that meant? That's a kiss from God. Because he's a feeling. There you go. Oh, I got it. You connected that heart with the head. Nobody can ever take that from you. That is so precious. When I say who I am, I'm not who my parents say I am, not who my siblings say I am. I am not who my friends say I am. I'm not even who I say I am. How about that? I am who he says I am, and so are you. In Christ, the Lord sees more than our past. The music that he had leading up to this word is so on time. My spirit was like jumping every word that we sang, because an important thing about having the words up on the screen when we are worshiping, we can speak his word. It's very important to speak his word, because that's what's going to happen. We sometimes view ourselves only as we have been, with all of our failures and shortcomings, but God sees us as new creations. Now, not who we were, but who we are in Jesus, and who we're becoming through the power of His Holy Spirit. Because it's His Spirit that lives in us. It's His Spirit that people see when they look at us, when they talk to us. It's not us, it's His Spirit living through us. In the beginning, this is what He taught me, when I dedicated my life to the Lord, I said, Lord, I don't understand these big, long theological words. Could I have it in crayon? And that's what He gave to me. In the beginning, God said, and it was. So He says, you don't speak what you see, you don't speak what you feel, you speak what I say about it. And that's what's going to happen. And I have watched that happen over and over and over. Not only in my life, but for those that He has me pray with and pray for. And it's just an amazing, gift that He gives to us. He gave me some scriptures. Can I have your help to pass these out? I want you to take these home and maybe pick one each day. Or maybe get up in the morning and speak the whole thing. Until you don't have to look at the paper anymore. Because you're going to discover as you start speaking this, you're going to become this. He says, I am. In the Garden of Gethsemane, they say, are you Jesus? He say, I am. And they fell at His feet. Well, the Bible says if we are a believer in Jesus, He lives in us. So I am. And you am. We all am. So wait for her to finish passing that out. People ask me at work in the mornings, oh, good morning, how are you? And I say, I am. And nobody has yet to ask me, what does that mean? I'm waiting for somebody to say, what does that mean? I'm a child of God. I'm blessed in all that I set my hand to do. I'm a new creation. I am all these things He says I am. I have all the things He says that I have. I'm not going to sit here and read each of them to you, but I am going to read the last two. No weapon formed against me shall prosper, and every tongue that shall rise against me in judgment, you shall show to be in the wrong. And greater is He that is in me than he that is in the world. And He's in you, and He's in you. And we are the light. We have to go out of here. Hopefully this kiss He's giving you today, you're going to carry out with you and share with somebody else. Good morning, how are you? I am. I am. God will to make known this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Christ is in me, and He's in you, and He is the ultimate proclamation of our self-value. The person who has a deep and abiding sense of self-worth can hear all kinds of criticism and cutting remarks from other people, and you just let those negative comments slide right off. Those arrows the enemy throws at you all day long, every day, from all around, don't receive it. We can go on about our life's work, which is to be the light, the joy, because we have an inner confidence that says, I know God loves me. And His opinion of my value is the only opinion that truly counts. So your critics, they have no hold on you when you draw your identity from God Himself, because He created you, each of you, in His image. And He did this before He even created the world. That really freaked me out when I read that. I'm like, what? Before the foundations of the world? And He created you to do specifically what He created and sent you here to do. He did the same for you. And He did the same for you. I can't do what He sent you here to do. I can't do what He sent you here to do. I can only do what He sent me here to do. And He sent me to be obedient and to trust Him. And so the second part of this is going to be a part about obedience. Right now, we're going to take an intermission, and play a song by Lauren Daigle called You Say. Enjoy, and I'll be back. So it is about what he says about you. Believe what he says. Second part of this is something I heard in my spirit several months ago. The Lord wanted me to do something for the pastor. And so today I'm going to be obedient and do just that. Because pastor is now a married man, I'm going to do the same for his wife because the two have become one. Jesus talked about washing feet. That's what we're going to do today. And the Lord has a word for you. Maybe take off your shoes, please.
Cindy, I need help.
I'm not the only one that can keep secrets.
I need help. No, that ain't the help I need. More help than that.
Jesus says, now that you know these things, you will be blessed if you do them. And I love being blessed. How about you, Bob?
I like it.
You're about to be greatly blessed. But the Lord loves you. There was a word. I remember earlier it says I gave me a word. There's a word for you. There's a word for the pastor here. Great healing will come for my son, the pastor. You have lifted him in prayer as you have discerned what his need was, as you wash his feet and hands.
Wow.
That's cool. Sorry.
Yeah.
Oh, be sure he's awake for this. Sorry, Bob.
Oh, yeah.
As you wash his feet and hands, a lifting will occur in the spirit realm, and healing will take place. Breakthrough will happen, and the congregation will be a witness to what Jesus is doing today. Move with my strength, daughter, and watch the increase come. Watch how the healing and deliverance will manifest. I am with you, Bob, to the Spirit of the Lord. He has great things for you here. I'm not sure what the washing of the hands is, but I'm going to do that too. It won't be as cold as it was on the feet. I'm thinking it's because you are his hands and feet. He has great things. He has great things for this beautiful bride he's giving you as well. So, your turn. Let me get the other one. Because Mary Beth is now the other half of Bob, she gets the same blessing. Because he has great things for you. He has the pastor. It's going to be cold. Hold on. extend your hands toward our pastor and beautiful wife. Lord, we just thank you that the two have become one. We thank you for the new beginning, the anointing that you have poured out on them right now. Lord, just peel back a corner of the spirit realm and let them just see a touch of what it is you have in store by bringing the two of them together. Father, we thank you for this day, this beautiful couple, this beautiful church family. Lord, I speak your blessings on each and every one. I thank you for kissing us and going with us and using us as your hands and feet. For it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.